We do love to play words, don't we? And the words I want to play with today are, don't just do something, stand there. We had a little crisis in the house this morning, water overflowing from a downstairs cistern. And it caused me to think, because there was something we could have done about it, but we both just stood there. And it caused me to think about, don't just do something, stand there. It's solved now. The landlord's come in and stopped the flow, staunched it, and we could have actually done something. So there's two things here. Don't just stand there, do something. And don't just do something, stand there. In the Old Testament, I've talked about him before, this guy Ahimaaz, who was absolutely desperate to run. Let me run. And the leader of the army said, well, then go, run, run. But he had no message to run with. And when he arrived at David's feet, I saw a great tumult, but I don't know what happened to the boy Absalom. So there was a guy who had to do something, and he ran. But consider, if you will, Elijah. The God before whom I stand, but at my word there will be neither dew nor rain in the nation of Israel. The God before whom I stand. He didn't do something, he just stood there. So whether you're doing something or just standing there this morning, just be sure that you're in the right place. That you're not doing something when you should be standing there, or conversely, standing there when you should be doing something. Just check it out with the Lord. Am I meant to be just standing before you, Father, waiting for my instructions? Or am I actually meant to be running with a message? And if I am, have I got my message? God bless you as you think about this one.